WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now, I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
There can only be one and only man to fight the Beast at Super Showdown, and tonight we found out who it would be. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, and Lindsay, I think the music kind of tells you who's going to Super Showdown.
What did Ricochet do to deserve this? I mean, he's such a good, pure soul. Why? Why?
But he's getting a title shot.
I mean, I respect that, and that's wonderful for him. I'm very happy, but we all know what's going to happen. He's going to die. Like, that's what Brock does, because he's not losing the title before Mania. McIntyre will make sure of that. Mm-hmm. Although, honestly, if you got to fight Brock or Ricochet, I'd rather fight Ricochet.
I mean, yeah. So, there is that. So, your main event show was Ricochet versus Seth Rollins versus Bobby Lashley, with the winner going on to Super Showdown. It was a good match. Saw Ricochet get the win, and then out of nowhere, Brock Lesnar through the snow appears and drops him with an F5 to close out Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, we should note that Raw had a really good crowd tonight, despite all the weather problems that they're having in Salt Lake right now. But anybody that happens to be listening to the show and is in Salt Lake, please be careful going home, because from what we understand, the conditions are not wonderful, and they're only going to get worse throughout the night, I think. So everybody just stay safe and stay warm, and you know, if you need to get a hotel room, just get a hotel room. It's easier than trying to drive, trust me. They don't consider closing roads out there for just anything.
No, they don't.
But they had a really healthy crowd there tonight, mm-hmm. despite the weather, because they were threatening to close the roads. They were threatening to call a state of emergency just because of how bad this storm was. So there was a lot of concern that Raw wasn't even going to air tonight because of the weather, but they got everybody in. They got the show out because they, like, I think it was the truck. One of the truck guys posted out a picture or a video of the truck snowed in.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't get the trucks in to the arena to unload them, or they couldn't move the trucks or something.
It was like right outside the parking lot.
Right outside the parking lot, too. So that sucks. But yeah, I mean, I like this match. I have a really weird question. Did anybody see Bobby Lashley's face at the end of the match? Really curious, just because I want to know if he still had eyebrows or not. They did a interview with him before the match, and all I'm doing is staring at his eyebrows, because I swear to God, they look penciled in. Not that there's anything wrong with penciled in eyebrows. I just want to know if they are, in fact, if they're real, or if they're penciled in, or if they're possibly tattooed. I just have questions. So if anybody happened to see Bobby Lashley's face towards the end of the match and can confirm whether or not he did in fact have eyebrows, I would very much appreciate it.
There you go. Drew McIntyre beat Mojo Rawley. McIntyre cut a promo on Brock Lesnar, says he has a secret weapon ready for Brock. It's the Claymore kick, and he'll become the WWE champion. He also said it'd take 3 seconds to beat Mojo. Once he dropped the mic, it took him 3 seconds to hit the kick. And then the 1, 2, 3.
So technically it was 6.
But I think he meant more for the kick. 3 seconds before the kick.
Poor Mojo.
I mean, at least he's getting on TV. But Drew, honey, it's not a secret if you tell everyone. Even though we all knew that. We all knew it was a Claymore kick. If you're going to call it a secret, you keep it secret.
Aleister Black beat Eric Young.
Aleister Black bloodied Eric Young. Mm-hmm. Get that right, man.
Asuka beat Natalya.
In a really good match.
Then Asuka says, I want rematch. Becky came out wearing shades and her title belt. She said Asuka stuck there for a year. Now she wants her fight again. And, well, she has superpowers now. Vince questioned why she put the title on it so close to WrestleMania. Because, well, she wants to beat Asuka's ass one more time. Kairi Sane tried to attack Becky, but Becky saw it coming and took her out. Yep, she has superpowers. She's eyes in the back of her head.
Becky, don't get cocky.
I think Becky's becoming cocky.
Don't get cocky. It's gonna cost you.
So Angel Garza made his way to the ring to take on Humberto Carrillo. Yes, Angel Garza, the cousin of Humberto. So
who is replacing Andrade because he is very unfortunately
suspended
for certain substances that have been undisclosed.
Mm-hmm, apparently there's more coming. We'll see.
I'm not going to comment on that part of it. I'm just going to say this. If Angel Garza and Zelina Vega want to continue to be a thing, I'm fine with this. I hate to say that because I love Zelina and Andrade together, but honestly, if they wanted to put Zelina with Angel and they just start messing people up together, do it. Do the thing. I am on board for this. I love everything about it. He's like a younger, hotter, strippier version of Andrade. It's great. So, yes, you heard that right. I said strippier.
Strippier. So they went back and forth. Garza dropped Humberto and left him laying. Or he was attempting to leave him laying. Rey Mysterio made the save. There. Led to Rey Mysterio and Angel Garza. That ended into a no contest. As Garza, Vega was, Zelina Vega got involved. Everyone got involved. It was very confusing, but in the no contest.
In the end, Rey Mysterio got taken out by Angel Garza with his head getting planted on the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And Zelina Vega enjoying every second of it. So, like I said, if they wanted to make this duo permanent,
I'm fine with it.
I'm okay with it. I can live with that wholeheartedly. I think she could do... She's done wonderful things for Andrade, and I think she will continue to do wonderful things for Andrade, but her and Angel together, there's like... I like everything about that because I feel like there's magic there.
We had a 6-man tag team elimination match. Kevin Owens and the Viking Raiders taking on Buddy Murphy and the AOP. Really good 6-man tag. A lot of interference from Seth Rollins. Both Viking Raiders got taken out and were eliminated off the bat, leading Kevin Owens to fight for his life. He was able to take out two, but he ended up getting taken out by Rezar in the end. He got a standing O after the match.
This was really, really good. I'm very, very, very concerned about the Viking Raiders because Hansen. Because Hansen got removed from the match. I couldn't tell if it was really, really good quality selling or if he's actually hurt.
Sounded like selling to me.
I'm kind of hoping it was selling because that would really suck if he got hurt. But yeah, so the Viking Raiders got taken out.
Because I think it was to have Owens overcome the odds.
And I mean, it was really good when it was the 3-on-1. Seth tried to motivate his boys after, you know, by slapping him around a little bit to get Kevin Owens.
Mm-hmm. Like he, at the end, he's slapping Razor around, yeah.
It's like, what do you think he is, Eric Rowan?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's only one team that does that, and half of them are gone. So, you know, you just can't be slapping people around willy-nilly. That's just rude.
Randy Orton opened up Monday Night Raw. He was out there to explain his actions. You see, the thing is, last week, I can't do this. Leaves. Perfect. Perfect.
I mean, go ahead.
It was just perfect storytelling. It's like, he got the heat, everyone was booing the crap out of him, and it's like, you know, let it sink in for a while. You said last week, you got 10 weeks. You don't need the story tonight. You got the heat.
It's perfect, but I mean, does Randy Orton really need to give an action or a reason for why he betrayed somebody? He's Randy Orton. It's what he does.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly, seriously, plus it's the Royal Rumble, right? Like, he was going to turn on Edge and eliminate Edge so he could get one more person out of the way because, honestly, Edge is a serious contender for the title. Not that they're ever going to put Edge against Brock Lesnar, but, you know, it's like Edge is a legitimate threat to Randy. So it's like, yeah, we'll work together for a while, old buddies. I'm going to lure you in a false sense of security, then I'm going to get rid of you because that's what I do. He's Randy Orton, the sole survivor at that point. So, I mean, I'm okay with this. I think this was really well done. I like that Randy's struggling with it. Don't get me wrong at all. But it's like, at the same time, does Randy really need to give an explanation? Because I figured after, like, what, 15 years?
18 years he's been in WWE.
Has he been in WWE 18 years?
2002.
God, I feel old now. All right, after 18 years of Randy Orton, I think we all know, but good on you.
Scary, huh?
God, it's scary when he debuted.
Liv Morgan took on Lana in a rematch from last week. Liv got the win. Then out came Riot Squad member Ruby Riot. She's all smiles and hugs, and then not so much.
And she slapped Liv down.
And then drilled her in the back of the head with a huge clothesline.
So I'm loving the green hair. I love everything about it. Ruby looks fantastic. Very happy to have her back. And if we're going to move Liv on to a feud with Ruby, I am down for this wholeheartedly.
Get Sarah involved. It's boom. It's perfect.
Yeah. Let's resolve all the issues from the parting of the Riot Squad. And let's just kind of go from there.
It was a good setup. Good return. Surprising.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were expecting her back at the Rumble, and she did not come back. And it's like, oh, I guess she's not ready yet. And boom, there she is.
And then we had Charlotte Flair come to the ring. She's been the Raw Women's Champion multiple times. She's beaten Becky Lynch. She's beaten Bayley. And then the crowd sort of jumped the gun on what was going to happen as they start chanting NXT. As she responds, I have love for NXT. The Queen and NXT loves the Queen. She's held all the gold 10 times, but she wants all the gold.
Oh, God, please don't do that.
But that
please, please don't do that.
But out came Rhea Ripley. Ripley said Flair could challenge for any title. She's already beaten Becky. She's already beaten Bayley. But you know what you haven't done? You know who you haven't beaten? Me. As a matter of fact, I've actually beaten you.
I mean, that's legit.
Ripley said if Flair is going to challenge for any championship, might as well drop challenge for... Challenge me for mine. Fans get all crazy, excited they want the match, and Charlotte left the ring. And as we found out, Charlotte will be on NXT to respond. I'm okay with this.
I'm fine with it.
Give me this match.
I like how you had Rhea show up. I like how she was all cocksure. And I'm pretty sure Charlotte was a little excited by this. Just because there aren't many people who talk to her like that outside of Becky and Bayley and Sasha, so...
It was good.
It was really good. She got a little flustered and she just was like, I'm going to leave now before I say something ugly and rude because I am a lady. And so she left and left Rhea standing there grinning ear to ear. It was a really good segment. It was really nice to see Rhea. And Rhea's like, I'm done waiting. Challenge me. Don't challenge me. I don't care. Just do something because I'm tired of this crap.
So what made this show good tonight? Good wrestling. Extended wrestling. And there was a lot of couple surprises. Brock showing up. Ruby returning. But it was a lot of... The women got spotlighted a bunch on the show. You had Natty and Asuka have a good match. You had the Ruby returning after the Liv match. You had the Charlotte and Rhea segment. You had multiple women segments on the show, so it sort of helped balance it out. It wasn't even by any means, but it was more of a balance for them, which is good. You got a lot more women on the show instead of Becky and Asuka, and that's it. So that's good. That was good.
It was really nice to have and to see, and I liked that. I like how they're building the women up right now, because I feel like they're trying to get a lot of those stories set early before they start pushing Crown Jewel really, really hard, and then that way they can just pick those storylines back up and go right into
Chamber.
Elimination Chamber with it.
Chamber and Mania, yeah.
So they're laying the groundwork now so they can do it later, which I really like, because obviously the women aren't going to be involved in whatever the Saudi show is going to be.
Super Showdown. But that's okay, because then 10 days later is the pay-per-view. So it's like you can build both things.
Yep.
And so it won't seem awkward. The men will just go off into Saudi and then start the promotion the next night for, you know, Chamber. While the women can promote Chamber. Next week on Raw, we got Asuka and Becky for the title, which is cool.
Which will be interesting to see how that ends up.
And apparently, Goldberg is coming to SmackDown.
That's what I hear. Who will he challenge?
Who's next? I don't think Rusev's injured. What I heard, and this is how we're wrapping up, they made a lot of changes to the Lana, Lashley, Liv, Rusev story. So...
I think they kind of bowed to some of the pressure on it a little bit and sort of backed off of the Rusev-Lashley portion of it and are now concentrating on Lana and Liv, with bringing Ruby in the picture, I feel like, to spice it up some. Because I think they just... I think they heard the outcry on that. And they were just like, we just can't keep this going. Because that, as much as I love Rusev, there was just no chemistry in that.
And if they do a women's match in Saudi, it's an exhibition. They're not going to give you a full thing.
Yeah, they'll do what they did with, like, Natty and Lacey, where they don't hit each other, they don't punch each other, they just sort of throw each other around, and that's it.
Why is Rusev off TV? Probably hasn't signed his contract yet. Anyway, we're done for the night. We'll be back live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We got the Rack, News Notes, NXT, all your favorites. We'll be having a discussion this week, so you're going to want to tune in for that. We haven't decided what it is, but keep posted to the Twitters because we will let you know once we decide. So it's the Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Episode 1, now available. Episode 2 will be available at 10:30 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. Saturday night, midnight-ish. Be another edition of CB Radio. Hope you all enjoyed Ground Bears Day. CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio returns 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for Raw Special, 11 p.m. Eastern. That Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com, says Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow, subscribe, Twitch.tv/WTLive. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free or use credit code ROCKSUCKIN49 item shop. Because that's a hashtag ad, because we are a hashtag epic partner.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch at LynnsWard, LANSWRD. Everybody tune into my channel on Wednesday, because I'm going to be re-airing the first episode of the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Season 2, to catch everybody up, so you're going to want to tune in for that. So you're all ready for Episode 2 Wednesday night.
Exactly. Go hit the follow button at twitch.tv/LynnsWard. If you're in our chat right now, go do it. Just go do the thing.
If you haven't already followed, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. But yeah, trying to get me to affiliate, please follow. Would very much appreciate it.
This has been the Raw Pro Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the record, right back here for the Raw Pro Show. And all the content right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.